Hallo ihr Lieben, willkommen bei einer neuen Folge unseres Podcasts Das Seeentsprechzimmer. Am 14. Juli startet die zweite Staffel der fantastischen Sci-Fi-Serie Foundation auf Apple TV Plus. Vorab durfte ich nicht nur mit dem Director sprechen, sondern auch mit einigen Darstellern. Hier kommt mein Interview mit Harry Seldon-Schauspieler Jared Harris. Viel Spaß!
Hi Ricarda!
I was wondering, Harry Seldon's superpower seems to be mathematics. If you needed to save the world using math, how would you fare?
You're in trouble.
So you're not good with math?
I mean, without a calculator, I'm terrible.
Well, if you had a calculator, maybe then?
Then I'm pretty basic. Yeah, you're doomed. I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks for
it's
trying,
all
though.
Acting.
All right, next question. With mathematics kind of being portrayed as magic, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on basically becoming space Jesus in this season?
Space Jesus. I wish I'd thought of that. Oh, my God, that's my favorite question of the day. Structurally, in terms of the story, he, having studied civilizations through history, he knows that that's a necessary evolution of the society. It's going to go through a religious phase. And the idea, as he posits to Gail in season one, is that he presents himself and his story, his mythology, in a godlike manner so that it will sustain the mission. But he doesn't want them to get stuck there. You know, personally, I would not enjoy that kind of responsibility.
Thank you. Next question. Shows like Foundation are celebrating thinkers and scientists, which is, I think, very crucial. But after now having watched season one and season two, Harry's premonition is kind of a double-edged sword in the sense that it has kind of like a godlike approach even. And I was wondering whether you think that this might not be the best approach as well?
No, it's not, but they're not meant to get stuck there. They're meant to, in a way that's Govinda's journey is that he actually gets to the point where we never shot, the scene got cut actually, which was a pity, but it was a scene where he realizes that he no longer believes in Harry, although he still believes in the, if you like, in the mission. And that there was a sort of, after he left, there was a kind of quiet nod towards him as that's good. You know, you've got to the right place because you have to liberate yourself from that that approach to seeing the world, if you like. That's a step towards enlightenment. It isn't enlightenment in itself.
It's part of the aspect of his character, which is incredibly manipulative,
and who is withholding information and, steering characters through experiences so that they will arrive at the next endpoint that he needs them to be at. Yeah, well, at the end of the day, his endpoint is to save humanity from itself, you know, so... it's one of those sort of age-old things, is do the ends justify the means, you know what I mean?
And what other character, aside from Harry, of course, surprises or even intrigues you the most in season two?
That's a good question. I'm always fascinated by Demoiselle's character. Because we find out, as you sort of find out more and more about the character, and you realize just how much information that character is has at their possession, and there's a kind of conflict in them being able to actually act on that information, because to some extent they're programmed towards behaving in a certain way. I find that kind of conflict and paradox very interesting.
How is the character of Harry Seldon different in season two as compared to season one?
Well, there's very distinctly two different versions of the character. You know, that's for me, other than having a lot more to do than I had to do in season one, that's what I was focused on, is delineating and delving into those differences in the character and exploring them on camera.
Harry is a very practical thinker, and I was wondering if we ever get to see his emotional side as well, if he has one.
Well, I think it doesn't sound like you were able to see a lot of season two.
I did, but I was supposed to not to do any spoilers. So. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that there's we explore very explicitly. I mean, for me, I one of the conversations I had with David from the very beginning was that I didn't want to. So I wasn't interested in playing somebody who's just, remote and cut off and essentially almost like an AI, like HAL from 2001, you know. They needed to have, both of the characters need to have emotional journeys. Otherwise, you're just basically a device to deliver exposition. So they had to have emotional journeys. So that's what our conversations were about, was trying to figure out. Because, within they work out the plot first. So, and then within that, then you start trying to figure out how you're going to create an emotional journey within that plot.
As an actor, what things go through your mind when you are switching between Dr. Seldon on one side and Harry on the other? Like, how do you differentiate those two essentially different characters, and what acting tools do you use for that?
Well, our personalities are shaped by experience. The first version of Harry that we encounter has gone through hell, and that severely affects him psychologically. And I was interested in my conversations with David about exploring that the psychological effect on that, and that it didn't just get resolved in one conversation. You know, that kind of thing is going to echo throughout the season. And to some extent, he never properly recovers from what happened to him. That's that version. So in contrast, you have the other Harry. And the other Harry, seemingly, his predictions are being proved right. So it seems as though that version of Harry is more in control. But, obviously the writers are smart, and they're not going to, they like to have surprises up their sleeves. I'm not giving anything away, but they're good at what they do.
So you've done a lot of different genres as an actor. Now, science fiction, for the audience, it always has a really hyper-real feel to it. And I was wondering, in what ways does the genre affect your acting?
Well, it has to be real. And I think that's probably the challenge in sci-fi, is that, you can come up with the sonic screwdriver that will fix any problem. You know what I mean? And you need to, that works for that. But in this, they want it to be grounded. So it's seems plausible, And, so you have to find things that make sense to you, that relate to you. You have to constantly try and ground it. Those are parts of the conversations that you have with the director, with the showrunners, the writers, is to how to achieve that, how to make it make sense in that way. Because, it's easy just to throw in sort of big ideas and then kind of like, suddenly pull out a magic invention out of your hat to get out of a situation, This version of sci-fi is... I mean, you can see in the sense that where they've gone in the world, it feels very real, and the environments feel very real, and they want that kind of tactile feel to it. So, you have to do the work elsewhere as well to make sure that it feels psychologically real.
Like many of the key characters in Foundation, Harry is obviously a very complex character. But how would you personally characterize him? Like, do you think he's more of a villain or a hero, or maybe even an anti-hero?
Well, I mean, it depends on if you his aim is to save humanity from itself, he's willing to do some things that are you know, questionable, morally questionable, to achieve that result. And, you know, in that sense, the sort of interesting thing about playing that type of character is, at what point do they get lost, or are they able to maintain a sort of an eye towards their North Star, where they understand what the goal is? And that on some lens, you know, to the extent that their actions are justified in the end, because they're trying to achieve an objective which has an altruistic end to it. So that's the kind of line that they're playing with in terms of, you know, the audience's curiosity about the character. So he's both.
Asimov's novels have affected so many generations of science fiction and has even sort of inspired sagas like Star Wars or Dune. And I was wondering which parts of it inspired you the most?
Which part of the story? Well, I don't want to give anything away by answering that explicitly. But, you know, they made a decision to explore the character in depth. Let me just say that. And I enjoyed that. I don't want to give a detailed, explicit answer, because one gives things away. You know, I want the audience to tune in each week. Their curiosity should be piqued each week, and they're going to get answers, you know, if they stick with it.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Harris. I'm really, really looking forward to watching season 2 of Foundation on Apple TV Plus starting July 14th this year.